Tom, where have your travels taken you recently?
Well, I've been some really nice warm spots. I feel kind of tough saying that. People that are back in Michigan, yeah. I was in Costa Rica last week, and this week in sunny South Florida, where I used to work running the Palm Beach County Economic Council, similar to the old Detroit Renaissance, or now the Michigan Business Leaders, the top 150 business leaders in Palm Beach County that focused on quality of life.
Did you recently have another visit to China also?
I was in China a few months ago, and we'll be going back probably in April and May of this year. Those relationships continue to be very important, and we're seeing some benefit, as we've talked before, about Chinese investment in Michigan. He invested in the old Saginaw, I think it was Gear, and steering division, saving 4,000 jobs, UAW jobs, good high-paying jobs in the Saginaw County area. And it's quite interesting, just a bit to our south, the Chinese are investing in the Toledo Municipal Marina and negotiations to buy the marina and develop it. These are good news for our state and the region when we can see that kind of investment that creates opportunities and jobs that are so desperately needed in the Midwest area.
People are so fearful of outside investment, and not only in our state, but in the United States. But I think what gets lost sometimes, Tom, is how much investment Americans have globally.
Absolutely. I mean, let's not lose sight. Probably one of the biggest employers in your listening audience is General Motors. General Motors sold more cars in China last year than they did in the United States, almost 200,000 more cars. And that's a very rapidly growing and emerging market. And that is even creating jobs here in the United States. So those profits do come home and do benefit Michigan. So we have to, we live, whether we like it or not, we live in a global world. We're living in a technologically driven, transformational, global knowledge economy where jobs and ideas can move around the world effortlessly. And it's our responsibility as leaders in the public or private sectors to find ways to assure that that change, that rise, doesn't come at our demise.
Tom, what's your take on what's going on in Madison, Wisconsin? What is going on in here in Lansing? What's going to happen in Ohio and Indiana?
Well, I think there's two issues that need to be separated. One, and we're facing it here in Michigan, something that I foreshadowed in a report that I wrote while state superintendent, that our cost of doing business in the public sector is outstripping the ability or willingness for the taxpayers to keep up with that demand. As I pointed out in a report, the structural challenges facing Michigan schools in the 21st century, we're going to have to deal with the issues of rising costs for pension and health care. If not, the analogy I'd give, Tony, is that it's like a coffee shop that treated its employees so well in the past and so well currently that they currently don't have any money to buy coffee cups or coffee. Well, you can't stay in business doing that. Do our teachers deserve great health care and pensions? Absolutely. Do they deserve high salaries? Absolutely. But it also has to be, as I think Governor Snyder is trying to address, it has to be balanced against the reality of what's available in order to invest in all things that are going to make us strong, not only today, but as I talked about a moment ago, in this hyper-competitive, transformational, global knowledge economy in which we all exist.
You recently wrote about, in the Muskegon Chronicle, will angry Americans be taking to the streets? Well, they the union workers are, but do you see the same type of uprising because of lack of quality of life happening here in the United States?
Well, what we're going through is this is one of those periods in history that we're watching it on the global stage, and that article I happen to have written prior to the what's going on in Wisconsin. We're seeing just this shot seismic shift in change. I mean, let's take a look at what's happening at the national level. Currently, every dollar the federal government spends, it's borrowing 40 cents. That's not a sustainable financial plan here in Michigan. I think in the last decade, we kept trying to rebuild the state on a foundation built on a cloud. You have to get to solid ground. You cannot continue to pretend and spend. And yet, having said that, I mean, change is just not easy. The only human being that really likes change is an infant. I mean, everybody else is going to resist it right down. And so when you say to somebody that is struggling themselves, a teacher, a firefighter, a police officer, a public worker, person working for the state, that they're going to have to pay 10-15% more for their health care or their pension, they see that as a you know, tax increase on them or a pay cut for them, and certainly they're not going to take that easily. But at the same time, I don't think anybody in the state thinks that the taxpayer, and I mean the public employees, are willing to step up and to increase the taxes in order to maintain benefits that most people don't have.
And Tom,
it's not going to happen.
I just talked about the quality of life, and I didn't mean it to sound like our quality of life is so poor here in the United States. As we all know, most of us have a pretty good quality of life. I saw a report on Fox TV, on Fox News, and they talked, there was a gentleman on there talking about entitlements and how we feel we're so entitled to things, especially if we've had them in the past. And the unions were instrumental in gaining security for workers. And pensions and benefits and whatnot. And over the years, we're just not able to pay for those anymore, so we have to change. And it appears that the public sector and the private sector are going to come into line. But we don't want to seem to accept that, do we?
Well, it's very difficult to accept, and I'm very grateful. I moved here from Washington, D.C. as a 16, 17-year-old at 18 years of age. I went to work in the world's largest industrial complex, the Ford Rouge plant, and bending and molding steel and assembling cars. It was that opportunity with Mr. Ford and the UAW that I was able to make enough money to go to Wayne State and Michigan State University and get my degrees. And so I'm very thankful for the middle-class lifestyle that the UAW and the auto industry has brought to us. But that was then. This is now. The world has changed. And to sit back and just pretend like it hasn't, and quite honestly, I think we've done a lot of that the last few years. If you've got a hole in your roof, pretending to fix it doesn't keep the rain out. And today, what we see across the country is the time has come that we've got to put the money out. We have to take the hard effort to get up on the roof, put the tar on, put a new shingles on to fix the hole that's in our country and in our state. And that's not going to be easy for anybody.
Tom Watkins is an education and business consultant in the United States and in China. He has served as Michigan State Superintendent. Tom, for more people or for individuals who want to know more about who you are and what you do, how can they contact you?
Probably the best is go to Dome Magazine, a great magazine that Tom Scott puts out there in Michigan. I write for that, along with some other great writers, Susan Damus, Jack Lessenberry, Tim Skubik, Craig Ruff, and others that are there. And they can contact me through that, domemagazine.com. Everybody should be subscribing to it.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Good to be with you. Thank you.